Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, 1st and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome into Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We're going to discuss Trey Taylor. Is he Matt Rhule's biggest commit of all time? Most important, however you want to phrase it. Bill Belichick has a unique relationship. Kind of, I don't know. I feel like some people are maybe even a little bit concerned for Bill, Coach Belichick. All right. And the 5 Huskers who upped their stock the most during spring football. That's what you're going to hear here on Hour 2 in the Adam Carriker Show. In the meantime, time for your daily friendly reminder. The inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp this summer, July 9th, here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The camp that is for the kids. Learn more and to register at CarrickerChronicles.com. Autographs included, T-shirts included. Eric Crouch, Amon Green, Zach Wieger, Kenny Wilhite, and yours truly will be there. Some of the best coaches in the local area as well. All are welcome. Boys and girls, K through 8th grade. Again, learn more and or register. Tell a buddy if you're so inclined. The camp is for the kids. The inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. Learn more and to register at CarrickerChronicles.com. All right, so we discussed this a little bit yesterday, Jake. Nebraska lands their first commitment. This was before the announcement. Nebraska lands their first commitment in the 2027 class, and it's a biggie. 4-star quarterback, the number 3 quarterback in the entire country, according to 247 Sports. Trey Taylor chooses the Huskers over Texas A&M, LSU, and Illinois. Trey Taylor, a 4-star, all right, committed to Nebraska. The number 11 player in the 2027 class, the number 1 player in the state of Illinois. And depending on where you look, the number 3 or 4 quarterback in the entire country. All right, as I mentioned, we're already in the number 9 class in the entire country in 2027 with our first commit there. Off to a pretty good start. Top 10. I like it. I did think this was interesting. Trey is fairly active on X. Let's see. Somebody commented, and you're going to see this, but somebody commented below one of the announcement posts or something that was tweeted out about it or whatever. They go, LOL, say this tweet. He will be in the portal next year. Trey responded. The response was great. He goes, LOL, no, I won't. I'll still be in high school. So I thought that was a great response. I loved it. All right, and then, well, before we get to is he Matt Rhule's biggest, most important, however you want to look at it, recruit that he's ever had, did you watch his actual announcement and how that unfolded?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of how he did it with putting on, because he's from Illinois, putting on the Illinois hat and not tossing it aside, putting on the Nebraska hat, then he put out an apology video later on, talking about how the chucking of the Illinois hat was a little bit disrespectful. I have my take. You go first, Jake.
All right. Well, it's not completely uncommon for these announcements to go about that way. So that would be, you know, it's been going on for 2 decades where they're slinging hats different ways. So I don't necessarily have too much of a problem with it. Now, it is a choice to do the state school as the one that you are specifically going to throw away, because you have to play in that state for the next couple of years.
Fair point, actually. Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was the one thing I maybe would have avoided. But I wonder too, like in that You know, is a Brett Bielema offended or are Illinois fans offended? I don't, you know, if I'm Brett Bielema, I say, yeah, whatever. We're going to continue to recruit you because we were in your Final Four and we need you. So we're not going to be too hurt by it. Illinois fans got, considerably offended by it. And now maybe there's a Nebraska-Illinois rivalry developing on Twitter. But, so it's kind of somewhat standard. I mean, that's kind of what I expect out of announcement ceremonies now.
I mean, first of all, it depends on which team you're a fan of. If you're a Nebraska fan, it's, yeah, this is awesome. Chuck that thing. If you're an Illinois fan, that's disrespectful. How dare. Like, stop being offended by everything. Like, I've seen this meme a million times or this thing. Hey, jokes used to be funny instead of things that offended everybody. Now, if I'm an Illinois fan, okay, so I try to put myself in other people's shoes. So if I'm an Illinois fan, or let's say it was a Nebraska hat, and then he chucks the Nebraska hat, puts on the Illinois hat, would I be like, oh, he just disrespected Nebraska? No, I wouldn't. I can honestly say that. Had he chucked it, walked over, stomped a mud hole on it, yes, I'd be offended. Had he dropped it on the ground and stepped on the hat, I'd be offended. He's having fun. This is what happens. It's no different than you show the shirt. The shirt says whatever university. You take it off. You got the actual university you're committing to underneath. You drop the shirt on the desk or the floor. Maybe it slides off the desk to the floor. I even if I'm an Illinois fan, or you have even had he done this to a Nebraska, I'm still like, no, we didn't get him. That would have been my big takeaway. I didn't get him. We didn't get him. Not that, oh, he disrespected everything. Now, you made a point I'd not thought of. If a high school Nebraska kid does that to a Nebraska hat and then goes to another Big Ten team, do I feel differently about it? Probably not. I really don't think so. I think we live in a world sometimes where people almost look to be upset. They almost look to be offended. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I had somebody message me the other day. They were upset about something I put on X. And I went back and looked at the tweet. And I even showed my wife. She goes, actually, this is kind of like you're defending that guy. And so I messaged him back. I said, did you actually read the tweet? His response, and if you want to see it in the break, I can show you who it is and his exact response. He goes, no, I just had people message me about it. You're getting upset at something you didn't even read. Like, sometimes we live in a world where people just want to be offended. They want to be upset. We live in a world sometimes where the more upset I am, the attitude is the more upset I am, the more right I must be. And I'm just like, okay. No, the more upset you are just means the more emotional you are. It doesn't mean you're right, wrong, any more one way or the other. So as far as the actual commitment, and he put out an apology video later. He seems like a very classy kid. When I saw him on the sideline, the way he conducted the apology video, which he didn't have to do, but to your point, he's going to see all these people for the next 2 years. Go to school with them, play against them. So I get why he did it. Seems like a very classy kid. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. All right, now as far as him coming, and it could be argued that Taylor is possibly Nebraska's biggest quarterback recruit commit in the modern recruiting era of college football. Now, some folks might explain that it's Dylan Raiola. Hey, you can go either way with this. One person might say, well, his dad played here, so Dylan's more likely to come here. Trey had no prior relationship that we know of with Nebraska, and he still chose Nebraska over these other schools. So maybe that's a little bit more why it means a little bit more. That doesn't devalue anyone or anyone else or any other commitment. Regardless of which one is bigger or a little bit more important, I think this is exciting for multiple reasons. First of all, we still got 2 years that other coaches are going to come in and try to change his mind. Just like had he gone to Illinois, I'd be like, hey, Matt, you still got 2 years to call that kid and change his mind. So no different. So we got to get him actually on campus in 2 years. He's only a sophomore right now, going to be a junior next year. So that's first and foremost. Number two, and I diatribed this yesterday, he's our first commit. Now when Matt Rhule walks into a room, one of the top wide receivers in the country, hey, look at who we already got. You want him throwing you the ball? Yeah, you do. All right, and it's more likely, and then all of a sudden you get a wide receiver commit, and then you walk into an O-lineman's room. Hey, look at what we've got going here. You want to block for a guy like this? You want to be a part of something like this, an offense like this? Holgerson's our OC. Or Raiola's in year two. We've got these, like, we're going to do some good things this upcoming fall, and then we're going to keep the train rolling. By the way, in that quarterback room, Dylan Raiola, TJ Latif, Marcus DeVilla, all of those guys are 4- and 5-star players. Dayton Raiola's coming in. Now you got Trey Taylor, loaded quarterback room. I would be surprised if we're sitting here in 3 or 4 years from now and everyone's still here because it is that loaded. But I love the competition that it's going to breed. Cream rises to the top. I hope there's legit competition for the next 2 to 3 years. Let the cream rise to the top. And if somebody's got to go somewhere else and that's what's best for them, that's totally cool. But I love the ricochet effect that this has. As far as peer recruiting, I feel like he's going to peer recruit. But as far as Rule, his staff recruiting and saying, hey, this is who we've already got. So I think this is going to have a positive ricochet effect. I do think it says something. Hey, if one of my kids ever plays for Nebraska, I mean, that's a great thing. Whether it's whatever sport it may or may not be, if that ever happened, that's a great thing. If somebody ever says, hey, your dad played here, that's a good thing. So the fact that Dylan's dad played at Nebraska is a good thing. I do think it says something that Trey had no previous ties to Nebraska at all and speaks even more to the recruiting efforts that they put in. They just have to continue to do it for basically 2 more years. You got any thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, all of it's just fascinating. Again, I think just because it's kind of big time recruit for the class of 2027, Nebraska's very much in this conversation of what does that mean these days. So I was just kind of looking into it. He's already signed an NIL deal with a trading card company, and they've signed a couple of 2027 kids, but could be worth somewhere around $100,000 for a sophomore. That's a pretty good deal there in college. So it's kind of interesting. Also, his parents said that part of it was going to be put to the side, like they were the ones that were dealing with the money. He was not really privy to the information of what school was offering this, what school was offering that. Again, leads me to all sorts of questions about, well, when are they getting their money? Is it the next 2 years? I mean, while he's still in high school, is that going to help? You know, how much of your NIL pot goes to a quarterback 2 years from now? I mean, so it's just, it's all incredible and interesting to kind of break down. We saw Luke Altmaier, the Illinois quarterback, even tweet at the whole situation. So
he did. What did he say?
It's all a little bit interesting. Let me look it up. It wasn't too many words. It was just kind of like a, it was like, wow, type of situation because he was not impressed with the Illinois hat toss.
People were highly offended by that. All right. All right. Any final thoughts before we go to break? And then when we come back, we'll talk about the 5 Huskers who upped their stock the most during Nebraska spring ball. You got any other thoughts there?
Well, I'll just say this real quick because it is interesting. If you track Matt Rule in his quarterbacks, at Temple, it was pretty much PJ Walker, 4-year starter. At Baylor is pretty much Charlie Brewer, 4-year starter. Mm-hmm. In each of those cases, it was the first year was kind of trying people out, then land on that starter. At Nebraska, we know somewhat of a similar situation. Supposed to be Jeff Sims, ended up trying 3 different guys out next year, Dylan Raiola. So it kind of keeps going down this same type of path that has worked before for Matt Rule. So that could be good. Interesting set, though. Matt Rule has never had a first or second team quarterback in college at the conference level.
So he still struggled with the quarterback situation at Carolina. I know he was frustrated with the owner out there. Okay. So you got to factor that in as well. Makes the comment about Shadur and how he'd unequivocally or whatever he said. He was very definitive. Take him 3rd overall. Part of me is like, I think he was just being really, really nice and diplomatic. He's got to prove himself when it comes to first or second team conference quarterback or a quarterback that is really, really good. Got a lot of talent in that room right now. Seriously. Latif, when I saw him at the Husker games, because I did pay some attention, he looked really good. That kid's got a bright future here at Nebraska. I did think it was interesting when Trey said he got his first offer. He said, I've been waiting to do this, announce what team he's going to, since he got his first offer in 7th grade. 7th grade, he got his first offer. Didn't say what school it was, but got his first offer in 7th grade. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.